There's good penalties and bad penalties and unlucky ones. You know, sometimes you're a bit unlucky, you're in a fight at a breakdown and a referee deems you, but there's a couple of stupid ones that are down to just bad decisions from the players.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Friday's Football Daily. My name is Phil Egan. On the way, Pep Guardiola claims Manchester City's recent form convinced him to stay. Eileen Gleeson on the continued omission of Saoirse Noonan from the Ireland squad. And Shelburne lock up another handful of their title-winning squad for 2025. First up...
Right now, myself and my staff and my friends, I think we deserve to be here. So I'm sorry to say. So I'm not arrogant to say it, but it's the truth. So I think we deserve the chance to... after four defeats in a row, you know, to bounce back and try to turn the situation. And in that moment in the period, so I had the feeling that you had to take the right decisions for the future, and I want to take it.
Confirmation of Pep Guardiola's new two-year deal at Manchester City came last night. The 53-year-old's new contract will take him beyond a decade as City boss, with only three others having had longer spells in charge of the club. Guardiola's previous contract was due to expire at the end of this season and he'd stopped short of committing to a new deal, but he claims recent talks with City chairman Khaldun Al-Mubarak helped convince him to stay.
Since I would say in the beginning of the season, I was thinking a lot. There was a moment that I... So I want to be honest. So I thought that it should be the last one because every time it's... You know, but in the same time, and the moment the situation comes and the problems you have in the last month or the other one, I felt now is not the time to leave. I wouldn't let the club down, I would say. And of course, with another manager, and I said many times, with another manager, the structure is there and will work. But I felt the confidence from the chairman, from Chiki, from Ferran, for everyone. And I said, okay, I had the feeling that I have to do it.
Guardiola says his first title with City is one of the most special and he had some kind words for former Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp as well.
I cannot forget our 100 points, for example. Like, we were an incredible team. I cannot forget Jurgen Klopp and the incredible Liverpool that bring us to our limits, to achieve our limits. Otherwise, we could not have beaten. And there are a lot of things. I would say I don't express these 9 years just for the last two. Of course, the travel was a dream come true, especially for the Champions League for this club, and of course make the four in a row. So like any team has done it, so have been amazing. But to achieve that, you have a past, you have a lesson, you have a mistakes, you have bad moments that you overcome to arrive in the moment that you are more stable, more consistent, and you have to recover that. Right now, we don't have it, and it's the target that we have to try to. You know, to do.
Guardiola also tried to sum up what the city of Manchester now means to him.
No, everything. So, everything. So, it's the place perfect to do my job. So, like, it's a nice city in terms of for the young, for the teenagers, but for the old guys like me. So, I'm home, homework, work, home, homework. So, some restaurants sometimes, but with this schedule, it's not possible. So, my life is boring, I would say. So, and that's why what I'm doing is just. Yeah, do my job as best as possible.
And just finally, looking at the rest of the season and maybe beyond when maybe you've gone in the future, how do you see the future of this club?
As much as they have good players, will be a success. So, and I think the club is targeting this, you know, to continue with ones. Sometimes you have to remove players, bring a new ones, and as much as you have a good mentality and continue these standards, the club will be in the position that deserves to be, that not just with me in the last 10, 15 years. I would say everybody knows that. The main reason of the club's success is Sheikh Mansour, when took over the club, and after the direction from, you know, Khaldun until, of course, Ferran and Ferran Soriano and all the people. And after that, all the people, since Roberto Marchini as a manager, Pellegrini after me, and all the players have been here, all the people in the backroom staff, make a contribution to put this club where I believe. So I know I'm a spokesman in the club because every 3 days talk, before and after the game, and the people believe I'm the reason. I am part of the reason, but I'm not the only one reason. So all the managers and they are in the clubs, they know that they need incredible the support, you know, for the other people to have a success. And that way is a team, that way is a club, it's not individual sport. And I'm very proud to be part of that. I'm very proud. I never felt I am only the reason why, and we had success, and I like to be part of the success, sharing this with many, many, many other people.
Another bit of news concerning City is that Premier League clubs have approved changes to associated party transactions rules. The Premier League has consulted its clubs for more than a month on APT rule changes since an arbitration tribunal found aspects of them unlawful following City's challenge. The APT rules assess whether commercial deals done between clubs and entities linked to their ownership represent fair market value.
This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at cincinnatiopen.com.
Aaron McInniff is a doubt for Shamrock Rovers' Conference League trip to Rapid Vienna next week. Stephen Bradley's side had organised a pair of friendlies with HJK Helsinki this week to keep his players fresh before the final three games in Europe in the group. Rovers lost the first of those two matches 2-0 at Tala Stadium last night. McInniff limped off midway through the second half, and Bradley revealed after the match that McInniff requires a scan on the same hamstring that stifled his involvement since his return on loan from Perth. Rovers will play the second of those friendlies with HJK behind closed doors today. It's been a busy week of contract renewals at Shelburne. Captain Mark Coyle has signed what the league champions have described as a long-term deal. Defender Paddy Barrett has signed a multi-year deal, while midfielder JJ Lunny will remain at Talca Park until 2027. Striker Harry Wood and midfielder Evan Caffrey will both return next season. Their deals follow on the heels of fresh contracts for Tyreek Wilson, Connor Kearns and Sean Boyd. Meanwhile, Waterford boss Keith Long says he's sad to see goalkeeper Sam Sargent leave the club. Sargent kept 7 clean sheets in 30 appearances for the Blues in the season just ended. Bohemians goalkeeper James Talbot has been rumoured to be replacing Sargent at the RSC next season. Meanwhile, Rowan McDonald has signed a new 1-year deal with Waterford. Katie McKay played the full 90 minutes for Arsenal last night in their 1-0 win at home to Juventus, which booked their place in the quarterfinals of the Champions League. Substitute Lena Hurtig scored a minute before the end at the Emirates. Bayern Munich are a point ahead of Arsenal at the top of Group C after they were held to a 1-1 draw away to Vålerenga. Manchester City are also into the last eight with 2 group games to spare. 2 goals from Buddy Shaw gave City a 2-1 win away to Hammarby of Sweden. Holders Barcelona beat St. Poulton 4-1 in that group. Champions League football hasn't been enough to force Saoirse Noonan back into the Ireland squad. The Celtic forward scored in last weekend's derby defeat to Rangers and was player of the match in last month's game against Montrose. But Noonan won't be involved when Ireland play Wales for a place at next summer's Euros. Manager Eileen Gleeson says that's a sign of the depth within the Ireland squad.
Yeah, I think it's a selection process, so it does show the depth in the squad. I mean, the forward line has changed as well. We've Kira, we've Julianne, we've Leanne. Obviously, they've been playing really well. We've got Amber that's involved, and you know, Saoirse is on the standby list. She's gone to Glasgow Celtic. She's getting minutes there. She's scoring some goals, but yeah, there's still levels we want her to push towards as well. But she's involved in the conversation. But it is reflective of the depth that the squad is developing as well. Yeah.
The Ireland boss has also been asked if penalties will be practiced ahead of the 2-legged tie against the Welsh.
We definitely will. It's huge. I mean, look, I can't give Courtney enough praise. She's you know, phenomenal. She's fantastic for Everton. She's a game winner, and you know, there might be emphasis on strikers and scoring goals, but I mean, the amount of time Courtney's kept us in games and with some great saves, and she's really developed, you know, into a really top class keeper. So we're super lucky to have Courtney. Yeah, she's a huge player for us.
PSG owner Nasser El Khelaifi says leaving the Parc des Princes is a matter of life and death for the club. The French champions are currently in dispute with Paris City Hall and Mayor Anne Hidalgo, who don't want to sell the stadium to the club. The park has been the home to PSG for 50 of the 54 years of their existence. But El Khelaifi told RMC last night he wants them in a new stadium in 3 to 4 years. He believes a new large capacity home is crucial to their continued financial health and compliance with financial fair play rules. And it's believed Real Madrid are confident of securing the signature of Bayern Munich defender Alphonso Davies. The Canadian's contract expires in the summer. He's free to speak to overseas clubs from next month. Real are already well stocked in the left-back department with Ferland Mendy and Fran Garcia, but as say Las Blancas could move one of them on to make way for Davies. They face competition from Barcelona and a number of Premier League clubs, so Real youth product Miguel Gutierrez now with Girona is a full-back option should a Davis deal fail to materialise.